Hello, everybody, and welcome to week three here of the Valley Heights Mustangs Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, here with boys head coach Kenny Steinfort. Again, first season with the program here, and last time we talked about the loss against Marysville Axel. This time we've got to talk about the losses to Raleigh County and Omaha Central. And really, coach, despite the losses, you have played an incredible, incredibly tough schedule to start the year. You've already played three A school teams from Marysville, Raleigh County, as well as Omaha Central last night. You fell at 53-33, but you still had some great scorers from your team, most notably Logan Gray, who finished the game with 20 points and even had two threes. Coach, tell me about these last two games, more specifically kind of about last night's matchup against a very good Thunder team.
No, last night's matchup, Omaha Central is a very, very good basketball team. They're going to be hard to beat by anybody that comes up and plays against them. But I thought we came out and we competed. We competed for four quarters, and that's all I asked of them, was to come compete and do what they can do, and we'll see where the outcome came. But I thought the boys played hard, and you mentioned Logan Gray coming through, and we've been waiting on Logan to kind of get going offensively, and it's been a little slow start for him, and he finally has last night kind of stepped in and did a nice job and contributed bigly largely on the offensive end of the court and defensive end, and just did a nice job for us. And Raleigh County, another game that you'd like to, if you had everybody with you and everything, we were shorthanded there, missing a varsity starter. If we have everybody there, I'd like to replay them and see what we could do there. But another good basketball team that's going to do well throughout the season.
Well, again, Logan Gray, great player, already a total of 43 points on the year. He's your only player right now who's averaging double digits a game, apart from Royce Eskrim, who was not able to play on Tuesday. But again, he was another player who's been averaging 12 points a game this season, hopefully to get him back soon. But Jaden DeWalt, he's a player who's come back into the lineup here these last two games. He's got 7 points on the year at the free throw line. He's shooting 5 of 6. What can you tell me about him and how much, it's great to have him come back in this lineup, especially at this time of the year, you're getting some guys out and having to bring some guys up?
Yeah. No, Jaden, he kind of got with us here late in the season, wasn't with us the first couple games, and he just got started with first game playing with us at Raleigh County, and he's given us everything that I expect him to give us, tremendous effort and defensively a very good, doing a good job defensively for us, and shooting the ball the best of anybody we got at the line right now. I mean, I think he's only, like you said, missed one free throw that right now hasn't hit a shot from the field yet, but that'll come. He's doing well in practice with shooting and stuff like that. So he's been a big, big asset to our team and big help, and he's going to help us as the season goes on.
Well, coach, you're searching for your first win. You have an opportunity to do it this Friday against Centralia. That game also a 92.1 KMZA. But coach, what can you tell me about a league opponent that you've seen many, many, many? Well, I guess this team has seen many, many of times. And you coached back in 2002 and 2003. I'm sure you faced the team back then too. So what can you tell me a little bit about this opponent, the Panthers?
I haven't spent a lot of time watching them this year. I mean, when I was coaching before, and then I've watched all the way until now. Watched and play and stuff. They're going to be a very physical and aggressive team. They're going to get out and guard us. I think until last night they were struggling kind of getting points on the board, kind of like our. They got a late start to the season, and they're going to start clicking on all cylinders here. And it sounds like that kind of happened last night maybe. But I think it's going to be a game that, it's a league game, a game that we can come out and compete. And if we come out and compete and everything, I think, we have a good shot at knocking them off on their home court. But we're going to have to come play well, and we're going to have to shoot the ball well, and we're definitely going to have to defend. They're going to be an aggressive team, they'll be a challenge for us.
Well, coach, what are some thoughts here just about this first bit of the season before the winter break? And then give me some thoughts about coming out of the winter break. You'll have Frankfurt, and then right afterwards, Clifton Clyde. So what are some thoughts here, again, going to league play, but also into the second half of the season? And we'll talk back in just a couple of weeks.
We've played a really tough opponents there here, up to date. And it doesn't get any easier as we enter the TVL league and Friday night and then turn around and have a really good Frankfurt team and Axtell, or I'm sorry, Clifton Clyde team following that. We need, you know, we're, it's going to be good for us to get to this break and to have some practices where we can get back to some, you know, fundamentals and just get better. You know, we just need some days that we can practice and get better. And but you know, for the kids played well, you know, so far we just haven't got the wins, and we just can get our first win there and go into Christmas break on a high note.
Valley Heights Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies. Valley Heights Mustangs set to take on Centralia this Friday, searching for their first win of the year. That game catch on 92.1 KMZA. I'll have the call. Coach, thank you for your time here in 2024. I'll talk to you in 2025.
Appreciate you covering Mustang Athletics.